talking baseball. Klazuski, Campanella talking baseball. The man and Bobby Fella, the scooter.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen, with you back at Greenwald as Don. They are going to start the starting lineups here shortly. This field, everybody's wondering how the Greenwald field has taken the rain here the last few days. And if they were to play yesterday, they couldn't have.
No, I think it would have been more of a swimming match than anything else. They said the complete left field was underwater. They just showed some pictures of it. Our lady had taken on her phone camera. And the mayor from Greenwald gave us a ride in here, and he said on his way in, we asked him about the water situation. He said they had pumps, they had trucks. They actually pumped the tiles out because they were so full of water. They said they approximately 75,000 gallons of water do you think they pumped off this field?
Wow. Yeah, that's an amazing amount of water.
It is.
Yeah, and if you look at it right now, there is a little valley. Maybe that's darker, and that's probably where they were concentrating on taking the majority of the water.
Because we've seen the manager from St. Martin, Carl, hit a fly ball out in an infield practice, and it fell in front of the fielder.
Yeah.
It couldn't see the ball, so it kind of disappeared. It was kind of like throwing a ball in the pasture in the mud.
Yeah, yeah. So some of those scenarios may play out today. I think right field, which goes up a little hill, is going to be fine, and maybe that left field corner. But in the middle of the field, that left center field is going to be kind of tough today.
I think so too. Well, and the infield is actually really starting to shape up really nice here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's going to play well after we get a little sunshine on there. I think I would say if we'd had a third game today, we'd probably see a little dust.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, stick around. Our post-game show this afternoon will name your Albany and Richmond A&W player of the game. That player will receive a $10 gift certificate, and that is compliments of Richmond and Albany A&W, and Nathan over at the Richmond A&W, and Jeremy and Julie over at the Albany A&W. They say good luck to all area amateur baseball teams in this year's state tournament. All right, let's do this. We're going to take a three-minute timeout. We have National Anthem coming up, and we'll be back with more Region 15 seed baseball coverage in 3 minutes.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard feed dealer. Find the perfect blend of Hubbard feeds for your dairy operations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds, too. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and offers delivery right to your farm. If you are looking to buy or sell your grains, talk with Tim for pricing. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard feed dealer, wishes good luck to the El Rosa Saints and all area teams competing in the 2020 Region 15 seed tournament.
If you're coming to Greenwald for region baseball, then the Greenwald Pub becomes a must-stop for you. The Greenwald Pub has daily noon specials and evening dinner specials. The staff at the Greenwald Pub does catering to your events, or just call ahead and you can pick up whatever you need to host a gathering of guests. Need tables and chairs? You can rent them at the Greenwald Pub. Give them a call at 987-3100. That's 987-3100. Wishing best of luck to all the area teams playing in the region tournament in Greenwald and El Rosa from the Greenwald Pub.
Shopping local means that your money stays and supports our small town communities. But have you ever thought of buying insurance locally? Grove Mutual Insurance Company in Meyer Grove is your local company for farm and home insurance. They are here to serve their customers in their time of need, as well as supporting our local communities. Grove Mutual partners with Grinnell Mutual to offer highly competitive rates along with amazing insurance coverage. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Visit GroveMutual.com for a list of agents or stop by their office in Meyer Grove for a quote. Mention this ad and receive a free deck of cards. Grove Mutual Insurance Company, your local company for home and farm insurance. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reassurance Company.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area since 1996. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Kutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, Class 5, basements, dozer and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They're available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London. If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look like showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo and Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730.
Region-based baseball coverage on KASM. Randy Rothstein, Don Hennen with you. We have Kirby Hemish producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany on a Saturday morning from Greenwald. We're ready to go here. St. Martin taking on El Rosa. And on the mound for El Rosa, draftee from New Munich, Ty Reller. And Ty will face Brian Schlungen, Scott Schlungen, and Kyle Leeser. Current game time temperature, 67 degrees, an absolutely beautiful morning. Reller's first pitch to Schlungen is low for a ball in 1-0.
Brian's still looking for his first hit in the tournament here. Got a base on balls.
Ty Reller kicks and delivers. There's a strike called in 1-1. Dennis Beckers is on the plate today, the base paths, and Jeff Gresto is behind the plate. There's strike two called and 1-2.
Ty Reller started for El Rosa against Farming on Sunday, wasn't it? 4-2 ball game. He beat Farming.
Breaking ball from Reller, a little bit high in the count now, 2-2.
Wow.
Reller.
That's a good pitch.
Yeah, it was. Reller likes to work quickly. That ball a little bit up in the strike zone, I think. The 2-2 pitch. Another curveball, almost the same spot.
And that one come around to plate a little bit. I think it started out high.
The count full, 3-2. 3-2 the count. Ty Reller delivers, and a swing and a miss. Schlungen's out on strike.
Wow.
We're sitting above the first base dugout, our press box here at Greenwald, and we've got El Rosa below us there in the first base dugout. St. Martin in the third base dugout. And Scott Schlungen stepping into the batter's box.
Scott also looking for his first hit in the tournament with a base on balls.
There's a strike call to Scott Schlungen in 0-1.
311 down the right field line, 317 in right center field, 371 in center, 332 down the right field, left field line, sorry.
Ball will tip into the mitt of Brandon Relke, and the count 0-2.
Reller looks a little juiced up here today, doesn't he?
He does. He looks like he's fired up, ready to go. Bringing it 0-2, slung in a ground ball back up the middle. Reller knocks it down with his bare hand to throw to first. And a 1-3 putout.
Wow, nice play.
Around the infield for El Rosa at third base today, Luke Van Beck at shortstop, Matt Schmitz at second base. It is Jackson Peter and over at first base for the Saints, James Kiefler in left field, Will Van Beck in center field, Austin Imdick, and in right field today, Ryan Ilias. Behind the plate, Brandon Relke, and Ty Reller's pitch to Kyle Leeser is the strike called and 0-1.
What you like to see from your starting pitchers to work ahead of these hitters, get that strike one on them.
0-1 the count, two outs, and a swing and a miss, strike two. Got to wish a happy Mark Guthrie birthday to Jackie Humphrey. Jackie is listening to our broadcast on KASM from your favorite brother and nephew. Here's a fly ball to center field. Austin Imdick has a beat on it. He'll make the catch for the out, and that ends the Martins first. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. We played a half an inning. St. Martin, nothing. El Rosa coming to bat. More baseball in a minute here on KASM.
If you need concrete for your home, farm, or business, then giddy up and go to Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix has precast products including H or J style feed bunks, bunker style wall sections, and manufactured slatted floors. No concrete jobs are too big or small for Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, Long Prairie. Working hand in hand with our good neighbors and farmers for 100 years. Call us today at 837-5288.
A smile with healthy teeth makes a good first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime, and the team at Albany Family Dentistry are ready to assist you by keeping those teeth and your mouth healthy. By offering comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-rays, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, and teeth whitening. Albany Family Dentistry can help maintain the health of your teeth for a lifetime. Call for an appointment at 845-2032. And best of luck to all area baseball teams from Albany Family Dentistry.
Welcome back to the baseball coverage here on KAFM. Scott Leeser taking his warm-up tosses on the mound. And down to second, the throw from Brian Schlungen. And we're set to go. It'll be Matt Schmitz, Jackson Peter, and James Kiefler facing the right-hander Scott Leeser, who pitched a pretty good game last week in their opening game against Richmond.
He did.
A 2-1 victory for the Martins. Leeser, the high leg kick, and the first pitch to Schmitz. Yeah, the strike called 0-1. No score if you're just joining us. The Martins went 1-2-3 in the first against Ty Reller. Next pitch to Schmitz is high for a ball and 1-1.
Some guys that can throw hard, don't we? These guys are bringing it.
There's a breaking ball. That's ruled a strike, and the count 1-2 now to Matt Schmitz. Leeser gets that ball. He works quickly. Schmitz breaks his bat off as the ground ball goes to Nathan Schlungen at second. Schlungen picks it up. The under end flipped to Arsenault for a 4-3 put out. That beautiful orange and black bat just shattered. And at the plate, we have Jackson Peter. First pitch to Jackson Peter is a strike called, 0-1.
Matt Schmitz was having a good tournament, too. 2-for-7, 285.
Here's a pop-up to Nathan Schlungen in the infield, and Nathan makes the catch for out number two. Now, just where Nathan was making that catch, Don, I remember back in the day, like at about 11 or 12 o'clock, the sun was always difficult at that angle, right?
It was. It was. The fields that were pointed this way, and I know when we played in Roscoe, same way.
Same way, yep. Yeah. At the plate, cleanup, actually number three hitter, James Kiefler, in the first pitch to James is low for a ball, 1-0.
222 with a home run in this tournament so far.
There's the pitch from Leeser, low again, and 2-0.
12 home runs in this tournament, two more last night, so we have 14 home runs in this tournament so far.
Kiefler gets a nice swing on 2-0 and misses. Strike one, 2-1 to count.
Still won't have a triple, Randy.
2-1. Kiefler will nub this one foul. And the count at 2-2. Now, for those of you just joining us, we were supposed to have three games today. We will have two games today. The Spring Hill-Lake Henry game. Spring Hill ended up forfeiting their game to Lake Henry, moving Lake Henry into the state tournament. There's strike three called on Kiefler. And four. The Saints in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. We played an inning, no score here in Greenwald. We're back in a minute.
Kuhn is offering a new generation of round balers, enabling you to meet the challenges of tomorrow with simple yet reliable designs. The VB3100 series offers a wide range of variable chamber round balers to match your individual needs and are available now at Lake Henry Implement, your Kuhn dealer in Lake Henry. Kuhn VB3100 series round balers feature OptiFlow or integral rotor technology to provide high performance bale throughput in diverse crop conditions. They're designed for fast, consistent bale starting and produce very firm bales with moderate cords. Kuhn round balers not only produce top quality bales, but are built for unmatched reliability with fewer moving parts. For outstanding performance from start to finish and consistent quality bales. Stop in or call Lake Henry Implement to find out more today.
For some good conversation and a favorite beer, pop, or mixed drink, stop by Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Corky's Bar plays host to a weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoon at 1:30. There's happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6, and if you like gaming, Corky's Bar has electronic pull tabs. You can do it, Richmond Royals, from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Nathan Schlungen leads off the second inning for the Martin, takes the first pitch and chops it over to James Kiepler. Kiepler picks it up and runs it to the bag and quickly one out.
Nathan with a double so far in the tournament. St. Martin has a teamer hitting 125 coming into today. El Rosa 242. So their stick's been pretty quiet.
And Jalen Arsenault, who was not available last weekend for play, is in the lineup today. And the first pitch to Jalen is a strike from Ty Reller in 0-1. Balls, one strike as Arsenault swings over the top of that breaking ball and 0-2 to Jalen. Wow, was that a deuce? That was, oh my.
That's what you call falling off the table, that one, wasn't it?
And the fastball outside from Reller in the count, 1-2.
He looked fat, but all of a sudden he said, where'd that go?
1-2, the pitch two, Arsenault, a late swing, and he's out on strikes. Reller just ramming back and firing right now, his second strikeout here in the ball game, and that'll bring Matthew Schlungen to the plate. Matthew left last week's game.
Yeah, I don't know what actually he had wrong.
But he left the second ball game last week, and he's back in the lineup today.
That one hit the tournament so far.
Pitch to Matthews, low and inside, ball one. On deck for the Martins, it's pitcher Scott Leiser. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Matthew Schlungen, a swing and a miss. Strike one, 1-1 the count. One ball, one strike. And Schlungen can't hold up on that pitch. There's strike two and 1-2.
Good call by the umpire behind the plate. Made his decision right away that he checked swing went too far.
One ball, two strikes as Reller delivers and Schlungen's out on strikes. A swing and a miss, and that'll do it for the Martins in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 1.5. St. Martin nothing and El Rosa nothing. More baseball in a minute here on KASN.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more. If you're looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is where you have to start. For more than 35 years, Pep's Pork has been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. It's all about the quality and how they raise their hogs, grow their crops, and process their meat products before it hits your plate. We encourage you to try Pep's Pork products and become one of our satisfied customers.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
72 degrees here in central Minnesota. To the bottom of the second inning we go. Let's see if Randy made it to the bathroom yet.
Bottom of the second inning. El Rosa will send Brandon Rauke, Luke Van Beck, and Ethan Boat to the plate to face our right-hander Scott Leiser. In the first inning, struck out one. And the pitch to Rauke is outside of ball, 1-0.
3-for-8, 375. He's got a good tournament going on.
Yes, he does.
Brandon Rauke.
Rauke swings and misses. There's a strike in 1-1.
It's been a pretty clean tournament so far, Randy. He's only been 22 errors committed in this out of the first nine games.
scattered. Rauke is swing and miss again, and one ball, two strikes. 1-2 the count to Rauke. And the pitch, just a little bit low and inside. The home plate umpire almost gave you the impression he was going to call strike three.
So that looked like, yes, it did.
2-2 the count. Scott Leeser ready, his pitch. And here's that shot into left field. That's a base hit. Kyle Leeser chasing it down quickly. He knows how quick that's going to stop.
It didn't go very far after he got through the infield, did it?
Rauke gets the game's first hit. A leadoff single here in the second. That'll bring Luke Mann back to the plate. I don't know. Do you play small ball? Ethan Boat on deck. We'll see what Luke's doing.
Luke's got a heck of a tournament so far for a young man here. 4-for-6, 666, a double, base on balls. He's been hit by a pitch. Doing it for him, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He didn't show or indicate that he was going to bunt. Swung and still in on the grass over at third. That pitch was a strike called in 0-1. And Beck fouls it to the backstop and 0-2. Boy, he reached out and lunged at that pitch.
Would you like to square off against Ty Riller or Scotty Leeser to bunt?
No. I would make my decision very late in the at-bat because if they saw you were bunting,
yes,
you might get something inside. Here's a chopper up to short. Leeser flips to second for one. The relay to first, not in time.
Oh, he gets down the line, doesn't he?
So the fielder's choice, Luke Van Beck, becomes the base runner now, 6-4 on the force.
Yep.
One out, and Ethan Boat.
You can tell the infield's a little slow yet, so it didn't get to Kyle right away, but it was hit fairly decent.
Mm-hmm. Ethan Boat at the plate. He is the DH today, and the pitch to Ethan is high for a ball, 1-0. We've got that wind, a very light breeze that's blowing from left to right here this morning. Maybe 6 miles an hour. Yeah, just a gorgeous day. Hits to Ethan is low for a ball, and now 2-0.
Ethan 1-for-7, been hit by a pitch. That's one thing that's down in the tournament so far, hit batters. You know, he's only got 12 hit batters so far. That's enough, but,
yep. Both swings and misses at that 2-0 offering from Scott Leeser, and the count, 2 balls and a strike.
A little bit tardy on that fastball.
Van Beck leads from first. Arsenal holding him there. The 2-1 pitch. There's strike called, and now 2-2.
Well, we added 25 more strikeouts last night.
We did.
Man, those guys threw strikes. 138 strikeouts so far. That's a lot of strikeouts.
Leeser had come to the set, and he stepped off the pitching rubber. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Van Beck is lead. With one out, here's Ethan Vogt, a fly ball to left center field. Long run for Cole, and catching up to it is Schwungen in left center field. He'll make the catch.
Oh, that's hit a long way. That's a curveball, I think, by Scott Leeser, wasn't it, that Ethan got a piece of? And
Michael Schwungen playing out there. Michael's foot at the very end slipped.
Did it?
Yeah. A long fly ball out to bring Ryan Ilias to the plate, the right fielder.
Looking for his first hit in the tournament, Ryan is. Only 0-for-4. He's also hit by a pitch.
Van Beck still the base runner at first. Arsenal will hold him. And Ilias takes a strike called, and 0-2 now to Ryan Ilias. He finds himself in a hole at 0-2. Scott Leeser ready. And the right-hander's pitch, and Ilias beats it on the ground to second. Nathan Schlungen there makes the play, 4-3 in the putout, and that'll end Del Rosa's second. No runs, a hit, no errors, one left on base. We play two. It's St. Martin nothing and Del Rosa nothing. More baseball coming up in 1 minute here on KASN.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation. It's great to see hometown baseball at its best, and we're proud to be a broadcast sponsor of the Region 15C baseball tournament. The fields look great in Greenwald and El Rosa, and we're proud to have our roll-off at the Greenwald Park. West Central Sanitation is one of the last local family-owned refuse and recycling companies left in central Minnesota. Call us today at 1-800-246-7630. West Central Sanitation, good neighbors you've come to trust.
Not just good food, it's great food and a ton of menu options to choose from at Trapper's Pub & Grub in Farming. The Grill at Trapper's Pub & Grub opens at 11 a.m. daily and features a full-service bar. Nightly specials begin at 5. Tuesday is taco night. Wednesday it's $6 burger baskets. And Thursday is fajita night. Plus, catering is always an option when you're hosting an event. Don't miss the boat on a great meal when you stop by Trapper's Pub & Grub in Farming for takeouts or catering. Phone 548-3700.
Scott Leader, Mikey Swungin, and Brian Swungin headed to the plate to face Ty Reller. A scoreless game so far, just one hit by El Rosa. Scott Leader, right-handed hitter in the box, and that first pitch is a ball low, 1-0.
He's got a hit in the tournament, 1-for-5, with a double and a run scored.
Reller rocks and fires, and Leaser will follow this one back and out of play in the count 1-1. We do have some other baseball going on across central Minnesota this beautiful Saturday over at Piers Legion Park in Region 8C as the pitch coming from Reller, a swing and a miss, strike 2, 1-2. They switched their Saturday schedule a little bit because last night's game was rained out between Buckman and Avon. They started at 11 o'clock this morning, Buckman and Avon did. Here's Leaser. He'll line it to Schmitz at short for the second out, or may make it the first out. That Buckman and Avon game at 11 will be followed by Randall and Upsala. That'll be an elimination game, and then Fort Ripley and Nisswa in an elimination game. Then there will be a 7 o'clock game tonight yet in Piers. So lots of games at Piers today, 4 ball games. At the plate, it's Michael Schlungen, and he falls the first pitch back, 0-1 to Michael.
Looking for his first hit, too. He has Michael with a base on balls in the tournament so far.
There's a swing by Michael and a foul tip, and the count 0-2.
Changing speed so well, Ty Reller, is that curveball. This looks like it must look like it's really fat coming in, and he takes just a ton of speed off of it.
And fooling the hitters, the pitch missing outside, and the count at 1-2.
Just a bit outside. It took the mask right off the catcher. He was reaching for it. I think he's got to have some pretty good reactions when they throw that hard.
The 1-2 pitch coming to Michael Schlungen. He follows that back and out of play. The count stays in 1-2. Over in Region 11C today, it'll be Foley taking on St. Joe at noon today, and then Monticello will play Luxembourg at about 2:30. Pitch to Schlungen is low for a ball and 2-2. And then the game last night, Sartell, the Rockies, they postponed that. They'll play that at about 5:30 this afternoon, the Rockies and Sartell. That's a winner's bracket game. The ball's 2 strikes to Michael Schlungen, and the breaking ball. Oh, a beauty. And the ball called by the home plate umpire. The count full at 3-2. Pitch on the way, low ball 4. Schlungen will become the first Martins base runner today. Bring Derek Cole to the plate. Derek in center field. And Schlungen with his lead at first. Held there by Kiefler. Cole puts a bunt down the third baseline. Van Beck in on the grass to field it. They'll throw to first, and they get Cole. 5-3 in the putout, but now Michael Schlungen is in scoring position.
Oh, that was a good bunt. Good play by Luke Van Beck over at third base there to Him and Tyrell are just about come together there, and I think he called him off at the last second. I don't think Tyrell would have got him if he'd have fielded it, because he would have had a turn at being a left-hander and get back to first.
Brian swung it at the plate. The first pitch to Brian is inside a ball, 1-0. Two outs, one on. Michael Schlungen in scoring position out at second. Reller's pitch. Schlungen takes high for a ball and 2-0. On deck, Scott Schlungen.
Okay, starting the second round through the lineup here now. We'll see once he approaches these hitters.
Two balls, no strikes. Reller comes home. There's a strike called in 2-1. Yeah, I look at this game right now, Don, where the pitching seems to be dominating the hitters. If you can get a run in early on here,
it's huge.
It is huge. Here's Brian following it back and out of play in the count 2-2.
Get a base runner on here and there to get this pitcher to see what he looks like out of the stretch, too. And if they're as effective out of the stretch as they are out of the windup, you can see Tyrell, when he's in the windup, I think he's got a little more velocity, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. Reller working from the stretch.
Speed with Ty Reller, it's key for him to throw strikes.
Yeah. Two balls, two strikes. Reller's pitch. Schlungen pops this one up in the infield. Jackson Peter, second base, a few steps back on the grass, makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Martins here in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. We played 2.5. St. Martin nothing, El Rosa nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KAFM.
Seasons change, but a farmer's work never does. Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, tips our hat to those who help ensure we can all eat tomorrow. We're proud to offer the coverage they need to keep growing. And we're full of gratitude. So we're taking this moment to say thank you for bringing in the harvest today for a well-fed world tomorrow. Trust in farming. Trust in Painesville Mutual Insurance Company. Trust in tomorrow. Contact your Painesville Mutual Insurance Company agent today at 243-7149. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Dairyland Supply in Sac Center has been your number one Artex dealer 2 years in a row. We thrive on customer service and selling the right equipment to keep your operation running smoothly. We also carry brands like Hagedorn and Kuhn Knight. So if you're in the market for a manure spreader, new or used, give Dan or Randy a call at 800-338-6455. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Bottom of the third inning in Greenwald, Region 15C. Lake Henry will be coming to town. They will take on the winner of this ball game. Oh, right around 1:30 or so. That will be the only other game here today in Region 15C. I know over at the Greenwald Pub tonight, they're having a street dance over at the Greenwald Pub. So if you're coming to Greenwald later on, take in the street dance. Jeff Arnes tells me there'll be a lot of good music.
There we go. We'll be done early today, Randy. We can go do some dancing.
Oh, yeah. Austin Imdick leads it off for the Saints, and the first pitch called strike. There's strike two called, and 0-2 to Austin. Scott Leeser just goes right after hitters.
Yes, he does.
Mess around and
works quick.
A little bit low for a ball, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Leeser's pitch, and Imdick will follow this one back, and the count stays 1-2. Scott Leeser gets a new baseball from Brian Schlungen, and the old one goes into the umpire's ball bag, and that'll probably come out on the next foul ball again.
Doesn't throw it out, does
no,
he?
No.
Last night there was a lot of them thrown out.
Imdick swings and misses. And an off-speed pitch there from Leeser, and he's out on strikes. For Scott Leeser, second strikeout today, and that'll bring number 9 hitter Will Van Beck to the plate.
For 6-3-33 so far in the tournament with the sack bunt.
And the first pitch is strike called, 0-1. balls, one strike. Another strike called, and 0-2. The count. And Van Beck pops this one up, shallow left field. Leeser out on the grass at short to make the catch for the out. And two outs. And the leadoff hitter, Matt Schmitz, to the plate. Matt 0-for-1 today, a ground ball to second in his only at bat. Pitch from Scott Leeser, a strike at the knees.
I wonder how his A&W tasted.
Yeah.
One of our winners, player of the game, Matt Schmitz, against Farming, I believe it was, wasn't it?
There's a ball, and the count, one ball, one strike to Schmidt. One ball, one strike. And Matt Schmidt laces a single to left field. Fielded there by Schlungen, and back in to Kyle Leeser. So, for the Elbows of Saints, their second hit of the day. And it'll bring Jackson Peter to the plate with two outs. Jackson Peter, his only at bat today, he popped up to Nathan Schlungen over at second. First pitch, a called strike, 0-1. The balls, one strike. I like this home plate umpire. You know when it's a strike.
Yes, you do, yes. Very decisive in his call.
Yep.
Lets the hitters and the catcher know.
Pitches low for a ball, and the count, one ball, one strike. Leeser's breaking ball that fooled Jackson Peter a little bit, I think. And the count, one ball, two strike.
Good pitch by Scott, kept it on the outside corner. Good curveball.
Low and two. Low for a ball, knocked down by Brian Schlungen, and holding at first is Matt Schmitz. Boy, a pitch like that would have been an opportune time for maybe Matt Schmitz to take second, but he just didn't get a jump. Here's the pitch, and Jackson Peter sounded like he broke his bat. The ground ball to Nathan Schlungen, who flips to Leeser, covering second, and that'll do it for the Saints here in the third. No runs, a hit, no errors. One left on base. We played three in Greenwald. No score between El Rosa and St. Martin. And we're back in a minute.
Kramer Lumber and Fabrell have partnered together for over 30 years to offer you the best quality steel for roofing and siding panels. Kramer Lumber will offer the quality and dependability you are looking for, along with superior service and an industry-leading product line. With different profiles and colors to choose from, you'll find what you like for your building project. For roofing, siding panels, and trim, and other important accessories, your place is Kramer Lumber, serving the area since 1958. Stop in today and ask them about building with Fabrell.
Soak up your summer savings today with Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram during the summer clearance event. Hi everyone, it's Colin. This month only, lease the all-new 2020 Jeep Cherokee Limited V6 with blind spot monitoring for only $271 per month. Or lock in employee pricing on the all-new 2020 Jeep Gladiator. Lease it today for only $356 per month. Don't delay. Soak up your savings today at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, home of the free 5-state delivery. Just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com.
Randy and Don back with you at Greenwald. No score between St. Martin and El Rosa. We make our way to the fourth inning. Saw last night in Region 4C where Bird Island beat Starbucks 3-0. So Bird Island in the driver's seat over there with that 3-0 win. At 11 o'clock this morning, Milroy was playing Raymond. And then at 1:30, it'll be Regal and Painesville over at Marthaler Field at Minnewaska High School. Scott Schlungen at the plate. The first pitch to Scott is low and inside for a ball, 1-0.
I think that'd be an interesting game, Regal and Painesville.
It would be. Although I did see Brad Skuglin say it's going to be a beautiful sun-kissed day on Twitter this morning, and he said, go Pirates.
So now I know which way he's leaning, right?
There's the pitch inside to Schlungen, and the count 3-0.
Well, we needed that clarification, didn't
That's
we?
That's right. Three balls, no strikes, and four straight to Scott Schlung, and he walks him leading off the fourth inning. That'll bring Kyle Leeser to the plate. Of course, we look at the left center field fence, Don, and there's a couple numbers that are out on that fence. So one of those is Lee Lovey Sand.
Yep.
Number 54, recognized, passing away this past year. They had a little dedication for Lovey.
The other 45 is Gene Ottman.
It is, a Hall of Fame member.
Longtime ball player for the Greenwald Cubs here and played against him a many a year.
1-0 to count to Kyle Leeser. There's a strike called and 1-1.
He liked when he struck you out, Gene Ottman.
Did he?
He had fun doing that.
Oh, he was such a good guy to talk to. I love Gene Ottman. 1-1, one strike to count.
Of course, I laughed when I struck him out, too, so we had...
You had equal laughs.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Pitches high to Leeser in the count, 2 balls and a strike. Rello looking down to his catcher, Relke. And the pitch to Leeser. He squibs it like a cue ball down the first baseline. Kiepler's going to go to second. They get the force yet. James Kiepler, a strike of a throw to Schmitz, covering second.
Scott didn't get that big a jump on that one, did he?
No.
That was a slow squibber down the right on the grass on the first base line here, and good decision by Kiefer over there to go to
3-6 on the fourth. Kyle Leeser now becomes the base runner. One out. And Nathan Schlung into the plate. Nathan grounded to Kiefer at first in his only at bat. There's a pitch that's a ball inside in the count 1-0 to Nathan. Nathan might like that short porch here in right field.
3-11.
Yeah. Reller kicks and delivers, and Nathan Schlungen takes inside again, and 2-0. So Reller throwing a few more pitches this inning than he's been used to the first three. One out, one on. There's a strike called, and 2 balls and a strike to Nathan Schlungen.
I think Nathan's going to try to look for that curveball that he can pull, probably.
Kyle Leeser, the base runner. Kiefer holding him there. Leeser goes. Pitches high, and the umpire gets in the way of Brandon Relke's arm as Brandon was going to throw. He went back, and he hit the umpire, and no throw made, and Leeser with the stolen base.
Should be able to call interference on the ump, too, shouldn't they?
Yeah, I think that's just very unfortunate that Relke wasn't able to get a throw. And now Kyle Leeser, I think, tweaked his hamstring. I did see Kyle before the game. He was putting some kind of spray on that hamstring, and I wonder if he didn't maybe tweak that again here. So Kyle over to the Martin dugout. And there's that spray again that he's using. I don't know if it's like a numbing spray. So, Leeser is in the dugout right now. Or if it's not even a spray, maybe it's
a shocker.
Yeah, it's would be that ultrasound. So, give him a stolen base. Leeser will go back out to run. And at the plate, Nathan Schlungen with the count of 3 balls and a strike. 3-1 to count. Ty Reller kicks and delivers, and Schlungen will follow it back. And the count full at 3-2.
That was the pitch Nathan's looking at. Oh, my. Kept it up a little bit high, but
yep.
The belt high, and it was a curveball.
3-2. One out, one on. No score. If you're just joining us, we're in the top of the fourth inning. This is a state tournament berth on the line. Loser season ends. It's low and ball four. So here in the third, or make it in the fourth inning, We've had a walk. Now the second walk, and I think Leeser might get a pinch runner right now.
Chaz Hinnon's going to go in and take a run for him.
Kyle Leeser coming out of the ball game right now, and Chaz Hinnon into the game. Chaz has got good speed.
Excellent.
And here comes Jalen Arsenault to the plate. Jalen, his first at-bat against Reller, struck out, and Arsenault follows this one over our heads, and the count 0-1.
216 seams on that baseball.
We were able to see those seams as it went over our heads. Hinnon at second, slung at first. Pitch to Arsenault. Here's a shot into right field. That's a base hit. Charging is Van Beck. Here comes the throw into the infield, and Hennon's going to be held at third, so the bases are loaded. Make it. That was Ryan Ilias. Ryan out in right field. Van Beck is in left. So the base is loaded for the Martins. That is their first hit today. And Matthew swung into the plate. And the first pitch coming to Matthew Schlung, and he pops this one up.
Fly.
Infield fly being called. Van Beck over at third makes the catch for the out. And two outs for St. Martin. First pitch, Matthew popped it up.
That's huge. That's a big out.
Especially with a team like St. Martin who, I mean, many of us know they like to squeeze.
They do. It's a little early and, probably in the game. But,
and Matthew and Michael Schlung, and both of them are very good bunters.
They are.
It'll bring pitcher Scott Leeser to the plate. Base is loaded. Two outs. And Scott Leeser swings and misses strike one. 0-1 the count. Reller. Rocks and fires. And Leeser swings and misses strike two.
Probably have to pick that bat speed up a little bit, Scotty Leeser, on that fastball. He's pretty tardy on both fastballs here.
The ball's two strikes.
I would not throw him a curveball.
And Leeser lays off the pitch outside, and the count, 1-2. Boy, the Rosa dugout below us thought that Ty Reller had strike three on Leeser.
Yikes, that looked good from here, didn't it?
1-2 the count. Base is loaded. Reller's pitch on the way, and Leeser swings and misses. And wonder if he didn't twist his wrist there, too, as he swung at something that far inside. But he's out on strikes, and that ends the fourth for the Martins. No runs, one hit, no errors, three left on. We have played 3.5. It's St. Martin nothing and El Rosa nothing. More baseball in a minute on KAFM.
Your dependable neighbor. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7 all the time. Food like Mom and Grandma used to make? Then scoot to the Sportsman Stand in Lake Henry for Cindy's Noon Lunch Special, served Tuesday through Friday. The portions are for big appetites, so come hungry or order off the menu. Saturday is Burger Night at the Sportsman Stand from 5 till 9. Hamburgers just $2 and fries $1.50. Plus, save the date for Sportsman's Den Outdoor Concert featuring Crystal Breeze on Friday, August 28th from 7 until 11. For food orders and event booking, call Cindy at the Sportsman's Den, 243-4546. That's 243-4546. If you're looking for a grand slam of an agency, Kensington Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual are your sluggers at the plate. From protecting all of your personal needs to ensuring your farm and business, we've got you covered. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Kensington Insurance Agency is proud to support all the local teams in the Region 15C Baseball Tournament. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Betty is down. With you in Greenwald Region 15C tournament action. St. Martin, no runs, a hit, no errors. El Rosa, no runs, two hits, and no errors for El Rosa here in the top of, or in the bottom of the fourth. It'll be James Kiefler, Brandon Roelke, and Luke Van Beck. And the first pitch to Kiefler is fouled at the plate, and the count 0-1. The ball is one strike. Pitch a little bit low, and the count 1-1. 1-1 the count. As Leaser delivers, there's a strike called, and 1-2. Our next game will be immediately following this one. It will be Lake Henry, and they'll take on the winner of this ball game. As it sits right now, there will be no 4 o'clock game today. So just Lake Henry and the winner of this ball game following our ball game here today. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Kiefler will foul it to the backstop. The count stays 2-2. Spring Hill was supposed to play. They have had a couple players testing positive for COVID, so they have forfeited their game with Lake Henry. And Lake Henry qualifies for state with that forfeit. Here's a swing and a miss by Kiefler, and he's out on strikes. So just 2 games today and 2 games scheduled for tomorrow at 11 and 1:30 tomorrow. Brandon Roelke up to the plate. Brandon with one of the two hits for El Rosa. The first pitch is strike called, 0-1. Pitch fouled back and out of play. And the count 0-2 to Brandon Roelke. Balls, 2 strikes. Ready in the mound, Leaser. His pitch in. Roelke a check swing at the big breaking ball. They appeal, and no, they say he did not go around. And I think that's correct. I don't think he went around on that pitch.
Nope. We could have called at it from up here.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. 1-2. Roelke swings and misses. He goes down on strikes here in the fourth. 4 strikeouts for Scott Leaser. And up at the plate, it's Van Beck, Luke Van Beck. And a pop-up behind home plate, chasing it and making the catch is Brian Schlungen. And that will do it for El Rosa here in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. We play 4. It's no scores with St. Martin and El Rosa. We're back in a minute.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55, northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
Serving Central Minnesota customers for years, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, LLC is ready to go to work on your new and remodeling projects. As an authorized pro partner Rheem dealer, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Visit Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at www.giltplumbing.com and learn more about Rheem products. For all your comfort needs, better get Gilt.